Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 49, He sings over you. Hear these words from Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Let that settle for just a moment, because I know how some mornings begin, with that weight, that noise inside, the list, the worry, the quiet voice that says you're not quite enough. And before the coffee is even brewed, the world is already making demands. And then the prophet steps in and says, wait, stop, the Lord your God is in your midst, not up there, far away, watching with arms folded, not behind a door you have to batter down with enough prayer, in your midst, in the middle, settled right at the center of your ordinary life, in your kitchen, in your commute, in your unremarkable Tuesday. And this God who is close is mighty to save, not a kindly God who cheers you on from a safe distance. He fights, he moves. Tenderness and power live together in the Father's heart. The one who sings over you is the very same one who goes to battle for you. But look at what else the verse says, and this is the part that stops me. He will quiet you by his love. The picture is of someone drawing you close, stilling you, like a parent who lifts a small child in the middle of the night, in the dark, when the child is crying and afraid, and says nothing, just holds, and the noise goes away. God does that for you. He doesn't ask you to calm yourself down first before he can move. His love is what calms. Let him quiet the noise within. And then, and here the text rises, it says, he will exult over you with loud singing. Not a quiet, embarrassed approval. Not a polite nod from heaven. Loud singing. Exulting. Heaven is not silent about your life. You need to hear this. God rejoices over you. Not because of what you accomplished today, not because of your performance, your productivity, or the improved version of yourself you've been working on. Before any of today's achievements, before you've done a single thing, you are already a cause for joy in heaven. The last word spoken over your life is not a sentence. It is a song. That changes something, doesn't it? When you know you are being sung over, you don't walk the same way. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you check your inbox, before you step into the current of the day, be still for 60 seconds. Just 60, and let this sentence settle all the way down into your soul. God delights in me today. Not as a slogan, not as self-help, as truth, as the word of God spoken directly over you. Let him sing, stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.